Hello and welcome to today's podcast titled How to Start, Grow, and Profit from a Vending Machine Business. I'm your host today, Chris Robertson, and I want to welcome you today to today's podcast because this is actually part one of a series of podcasts that I'm actually going to be conducting about the vending machine business and teaching all of you how to actually start the business, you know, grow the vending machine business, and most importantly, profit from the vending machine business. And how we're going to do this is we're going to start you out on the right foot today because today's topic is, you know, how to actually do your homework and research before buying your first vending machine. Now, let me give you a bit of background about who I am first before we continue on with this podcast. Now, I've been a vending business entrepreneur for over 9 years. You know, I started in this business with one single pop machine, and I quickly realized when I got going in the business after selling a few cases of pop that there was a little bit of money to be made. Now, once that happened and things started rolling with the pop sales and that, I realized, you know, I can find another location here and there and everywhere, actually. And that's exactly what I did. I just went out into my community and I started talking to people and finding different places that I could place these machines. Now, before I actually went out and started knocking on doors, the first step that I took was I went to the local vending machine distributor in my area. And, you know, I really did some research and homework there before, you know, I went out and started talking to people because, you know, when I went out to go talk to people, I wanted to know, you know, in my mind exactly what I could offer them at the time of, you know, talking to them. You know, if somebody was to say to me, well, can you bring me a machine, you know, next week? I needed to know if I could do that or not. So, and this is what you guys need to do when you first start is actually do a little bit of research and homework first and make sure that you find the right machine for the right price because I'll tell you right now, there are so many different vending machines out there on the market. You're going to want to find ones that are prominent and relevant in your local area and in the industry so that, you know, you're not overpaying for them, that you can get parts for them, and that basically when you bring them into the locations, the companies look at them and are happy and pleased with the machine that you brought in because presentation and service is everything in this business. So let's start out by finding out a few different ways that you can, you know, find the right machine for the right price and getting started on the right foot. Now, step one, what I would recommend for you to do is actually look in your Yellow Page directory or telephone directory and try and find a local vending machine distributor that's in your area. You can do this by going on the internet, searching on Google, or going, like I said, to the Yellow Page directory, and you can type in a search term like vending machine distributor. Type in your city name beside it so that it's very specific to the area that you live in. What you want to do is when you find a couple different places in your area, you want to actually go to those places and look and see what kind of machines they're selling. Okay, so that's number one. When you go to those places, what you want to do is you want to start taking notes. You want to talk to the salesman. You want to find out pricing. And you want to find out a bit and familiarize yourself with the machines that are there. So you know which machines, you know, are the right ones to buy for certain locations and which ones aren't. Okay, so that's number one, using your local vending machine distributor. Now, step two is using the internet as a tool to find used vending equipment in your area. And a way that you could do that is go to a great website that's called eBay.com. And everyone knows of eBay. Well, if you just type in vending machines into the search bar, what you'll find is, you know, a whole slew of different vending machines come up all across, you know, probably different countries, the main country, probably the U.S., Canada, and all over the place. And what you want to do is you want to compare those machines that you see there that you saw at your local vending machine distributor. Because what you want to do is, like I said earlier, is find the right machines for the right price, and you want to find the commonly used machines that are in your area. Now, what you want to do is you want to start writing down and making a list of some of the different pricing for the used machines that people are asking for so that you can have an idea of what is, you know, a common price that you should be paying. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, somewhere along the way, and somewhere along the line, one day, you know, if you respond to a newspaper ad or a telephone call, you know, there are some vending machine companies out there that will try and sell you overpriced vending machines. Now, if you go into your local community and you just look in local businesses, offices, you know, arenas and public facilities, and you look and see what kind of machines they have there, those are the kind of machines that are commonly used in your local area, and those are the kind of machines that you want to buy. So if you ever do get invited to an opportunity seminar of some sort where, you know, they're trying to give you a sales pitch and sell you some machines that you've never seen before, you're going to know right away, you know, if you should stay away from those machines or not. And what I would recommend to do is just actually stay away from the vending machine sales pitch seminars, because those machines are usually made, you know, somewhere separate from where you live. Their only goal is to sell you vending machines, and most of the time they're overpriced. So, like I said, use your local vending machine distributor to start. Use eBay.com to actually, you know, do a little more research and write down some prices of used machines that you see there. You also can go look in your local newspaper. Don't respond to the seminar ads, but just look for the guys that are selling one or two machines out of their garage kind of thing. Ask them to email you a couple pictures, and that's a great way to actually get an idea if you're on the right track. Now, some of the commonly used machines that I actually use in my industry, and I'm going to give you a couple off the hop here because this is going to give you a real head start in, you know, your research and homework in finding the right vending machine for the locations in your area. I'm going to give you a couple different names here. I want you to write them down, and then I want you to go after and research these names so you can see what I'm talking about. So number one, pop machines, okay? Let's start with pop machines first. Pop machines. I'm going to give you a couple different makes and models to look for. Now, a commonly used pop machine in the industry, the manufacturer's name is Dixie Narco. So write that down, Dixie Narco, because that machine is very prominently used in the industry, and you're going to want to look into finding a few of those machines for your locations. Number two, Vendo Corporation is another pop machine company that can help you find the right pop machine for your location. Okay, so there's a couple for pop machines. Now, if you're thinking about getting, say, a snack machine, which is a candy vending machine that vends chips and chocolate and candies and all that yummy stuff, you're going to want to look for vending machines, snack vending machines, from a distributor that or a manufacturer called Automatic Products, and another one that's called National Vendors. Those are a couple. So I've given you two pop and two snack machine distributors. Now, I think with that information there in hand, if you started doing a little bit of research on the internet and type that into your search Google search bar, you could find a whole slew of information about those machines. And as a vending operator for over 9 years, I would highly recommend those machines to start with. I'm not affiliated with any of these companies or anything. I just think that they're good quality machines, that they're very prominent in the industry, and that they're easily, you know, attainable to get parts for them if you were to have a problem. So there's a few just to get started with, you know, your pop and snack vending business and how to actually find them for the right price. So use the tools that I recommended today, which is your vending machine distributor, eBay.com, your local newspaper. Take a look on your search engine for the couple of the names that I mentioned today for the different manufacturers for the pop and snack machines. And I think you'll get started on the right foot, and you'll be in a better position to actually you know, start the vending business right without overpaying for your machines and getting scammed into an opportunity seminar of some sort that sometimes these companies lead you into. So with that being said, like I said, research and homework is essential when getting started in the vending business. And before you even buy your first vending machine, this is the route you want to take. So the next podcast that we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about, you know, how to start, grow, and profit from the vending machine business. But we're going to touch on some different topics and different aspects of the vending machine business industry in general, and really showing you how to dig down deep, you know, getting those machines onto locations, making money, you know, finding the right products, you know, from start to finish. I'm going to be teaching you guys everything. So stay tuned for another podcast from Chris Robertson of MyVendingSecret.com. And I look forward to talking with you in the future. So thanks and have a great day.